Welcome to People in America, a program in VOA Special English. Today, Rich Kleinfeld and Steve Ember tell about one of America's most popular singers, Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying all the time.
That song, Hound Dog, was one of Elvis Presley's most popular records. It sold 5 million copies in 1956. Music industry experts say more than 1,000 million of Elvis's recordings have sold throughout the world. He was a success in many different kinds of music: popular, country, religious, and rhythm and blues. Elvis Presley won many awards from nations all over the world. Yet he did not record in any language other than English. He never performed outside the United States, except for 3 shows in Canada. Yet his recordings and films have been, and are still, enjoyed by people all over the world.
Elvis Aaron Presley was born in the southern town of Tupelo, Mississippi, on January 8, 1935. His family was extremely poor. During his childhood, he sang in church with his parents. He also listened to music that influenced his later singing, including country, rhythm and blues, and religious music. Elvis and his family moved to Memphis, Tennessee, when he was 13. After high school, he had several jobs, including driving a truck. In 1953, he made his first recording of this song, My Happiness.
Every day I remember dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness.
Elvis Presley recorded the song at the Memphis Recording Service. The story is that he paid $4 to make a recording for his mother. A woman who worked at the public recording studio had another job with a local independent record company called Sun Records. She made a second recording of Elvis's songs because she thought the owner of Sun Records should hear him sing.
The owner of Sun Records, Sam Phillips, had been looking for a white performer who could sing black rhythm and blues. He suggested Elvis work with a guitar player and a bass player. Several months later, Mr. Phillips agreed to have the group make a record. It was released on July 19, 1954. One of the songs was That's All Right.
Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good for you, but that's all right.
The record sold well in Memphis and was played a lot on local radio stations. To let others hear Elvis, Sam Phillips organized a series of performances at country fairs in the area. One of the people who heard Elvis perform at these shows was Colonel Tom Parker. Elvis signed an agreement that Colonel Parker would organize his appearances. One of Elvis's first new recordings became a huge hit and led to his many appearances on television. It was Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of the lonely street.
that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely. I could die.
By the middle of the 1950s, Elvis Presley was known around the world as the young man who moved his hips in a sexual way as he sang rock and roll music. Many adults said he and his music were bad influences on young people. Young women loved him. Huge crowds attended his performances. He made his first movie in 1956. It was Love Me Tender. The title song was a big hit.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Elvis Presley was one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood for a number of years in the 1950s. He acted in 31 movies. In 1958, just as he finished making the movie King Creole, Elvis received notice that he had to serve in the United States Army. He was stationed in Germany, where he lived in a large house and dated a lot of beautiful women. One young girl he met in Germany was Priscilla Beaulieu, the daughter of an army officer. She was 14 years old. Later, after Elvis had finished his army service, she came to live with him in Memphis. They married in 1967 when she was 21 years old. He was 32. They became parents 9 months later of a baby girl, Lisa Marie.
Colonel Parker made sure that songs Elvis had recorded earlier were released during the years he was in the Army. So Elvis was just as popular after his military service as he was before it. Elvis Presley won 3 of the music industry's highest award, the Grammy. He received the first one in 1967. It was for How Great Thou Art, an album of religious music.
Elvis returned to performing live shows in 1969 in Las Vegas, Nevada. He then traveled around the country performing before huge crowds. He began to take drugs to help him sleep. He gained a lot of weight, so he took drugs to help control his weight. And he took extremely strong drugs to reduce pain. Elvis also suffered from the emotional sickness, depression. It became worse after his marriage ended. Elvis never permitted Priscilla to stay with him in Las Vegas or travel with him around the country. He also did not want Priscilla to see other people when he was away from home. And he spent time with other women. Priscilla finally left him in 1972 for another man.
Elvis Presley released many recordings of his performances during the 1970s. He also enjoyed great success on television. His 1973 television show from Hawaii was seen in 40 countries by more than 1,000 million people. His last record album was called Moody Blue. He recorded it in 1976. One of its hit songs was called Way Down.
Well, I can feel.
Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977. First reports said he had a heart attack, but later tests showed many drugs in his body. Experts agree that these drugs probably caused his death. Hundreds of thousands of people still visit his home, Graceland, in Memphis every year. Fans continue to buy his music, making him the most popular recording artist ever. Elvis Presley remains the undisputed king of rock and roll.
Well, I heard you had good to rock and roll. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid, and I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news,
there's good to rock it tonight.
This program was written by Nancy Steinbach. Rich Kleinfeld and Steve Ember were the narrators. The producer was Paul Thompson. I'm Faith Lapidus. Listen again next week for another People in America program in VOA Special English.